Hayes City leaders discussed a project at the 161 I-70 exit at this week's meeting. Hayes Post reporter Becky Kaiser, along with City Commissioner Reese Barrick and City Manager Toby Doherty, stopped by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Basically, we were talking about the need and the path forward, Toby, for more housing in Hayes. A couple exciting things going on. First of all, let's start with the Hadley Center. Dave Van Dorn, of course, well-known in town, has been doing investment in the community for 50-plus years and is looking at some housing at the Hadley Center itself.
Yeah, Dave owns the Hadley Center. He's owned it, I think, since it no longer became a hospital. And he has put together a plan to convert the entire third floor on both wings to housing. He submitted a moderate income housing grant application last year and was not awarded. So now he's taken another run at it. He's scaled the plan to only include one wing this time, but it's one and two bedroom apartments. I think they're going to be very tastefully done and laid out well. And what he's asking for is $650,000 in moderate income housing assistance. This is the same program that was used by the developer of the former St. Joseph's School on 13th and Ash Street.
And they're working. We go, you know, drive past there and you can see all kinds of activity going on. They've been busy for a while.
I think they're more than 50% complete with their project.
Excellent. We'll keep an eye on that. Well, the Moderate Income Housing Grant, that's state dollars, Toby, and he was turned down one time. Is it pretty competitive?
It's very competitive. I think taking another run at it is good, but, there's a lot of housing needs across the state. And I think a lot of developers are figuring out that there's a bucket of money that can help offset their cost. And so it's become more competitive the last few cycles, but I think there's four grant cycles this year. So it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't get it to be considered again.
Oh, okay. And when will he hear, do you know?
I don't know for sure, but I think they're pretty timely. The Department of Commerce is pretty timely. I think it's within probably 45 to 60 days you'll hear.
All right. Well, we'll, again, look forward to some updates on that. The other thing that was presented last night, Reese, is a conceptual plan for development of what is known as the Brown property that the city has owned since 2019 in an area that is indicative of future growth. Particularly residential housing for the city of Hayes. What's going to happen? What are we planning on?
Well, it's a pretty exciting thing because it's a nice property that's right off interstate exit 161. So it has very nice access from the interstate.
I'm going to interrupt you because I saw a sign, Toby. I don't know if you're aware of it. I was coming back from Bunker Hill, Smoky Hills Public Television last week and saw a sign for exit 161 and I'm like, what? What is this? Why? So there's a sign there now. That's a state thing, right?
I believe
Department
so.
Of Transportation?
I believe so.
And then I think there was something beside it that said Catherine and the arrow pointing north. Mm-hmm. But this would be the exit that people would take to this proposed development.
Yeah, Commerce Parkway.
All right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's exciting. Okay, sorry, Reese. So continue. What's going to happen?
Well, it's great because there's 90 acres there, and we know that we need something like 120 acres for 1% growth for the next 10 years. And so this would be residential and development for commercial. And so we'd have different businesses. It'd be like a nice little community where we could grow both for our business and our residents. And we're talking about something like 150 sort of family units for which would really help with our growth. And it's visible right off the interstate. So people would be another exit for Hayes off the interstate that people could get off on, and a chance for people, one of their first, if they're driving from the east to the west, a nice first glimpse of first impression for what Hayes is and what we know it is, but it'd be another chance for a good first impression.
In an earlier meeting, you said when there was talk about different things that the city was pushing forward on, that's something that you mentioned in times when it's a little, most people would say kind of risky. We have high inflation, building costs are, you know, out the window. But you felt like you said that this is one of the things that appeals to you about the city of Hays, that it is forward-looking and willing to stick its neck out and take a chance a little bit.
That's right. You know, a lot of the whether it's businesses or cities or people that can really take a look forward, and when things look like they might be down, take some chances, it really puts them ahead of everybody else, because then when things start to get better, everybody else is starting to jump into, well, let's start doing something. You're already there. And when you're already there, you've got a leg up on everybody else. And I think that's what's great about Hays, as we're, you know, we might be worried about pandemic. Oh, we got to recover. There's inflation. We got to worry about that. Let's hunker down. No, we want to look ahead and jump ahead and take some chances that I don't think are, you know, risky chances. These are things that have a high chance of working out. So I think it'll put ourselves ahead of all of our neighbors, and it will put Hays in this part of Western Kansas, you know, well ahead on the map. And I think it's kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting to see that growth potential that we're working on.
Very exciting. Toby, the city purchased that land, I guess, kind of sitting on it since 2019. Now seems to be a good time to move forward with a concept that potential developers can look at. And as Reese mentioned, it's not just housing, it's the commercial area. And I love something that you said last night, the industry for Hays is sales tax.
Right. When you look at our two largest employers, the university and the medical center,
right?
We are very heavy in governmental services, but we're very heavy in retail and commercial type retail services, from banking to restaurants to shopping. And we have consistently one of the top five trade factors in the state, meaning more people from outside the county are coming here to shop. And it's important for us to continue to leverage that. We're the only city that does not levy a property tax for the general fund. So when you think about your fire and your police and your parks and a lot of the money the city commission sticks into their savings account that they can pay cash for street projects, that comes from sales tax. And so sales tax is our industry. And, you know, there is a residential component to this concept, but it is very focused on commercial retail. And, you know, it's been common for decades for cities to build industrial parks to try to lure industrial tenants into those parks because they bring jobs. You know, they did that because it's very hard for the market to put together those types of developments, you know, in order to do it. And so cities stepped in to try to make that happen, cities and counties. But with retail being our industry, we are at a point now where we are at the whim of somebody else acquiring a piece of property, deciding what they want for that piece of property, and then negotiating a deal to sell that property. And we feel that there's been some pent-up demand. There's been some retail growth that would have happened.
You've heard from developers say that.
Right, we've heard
too.
From retailers that want retailers to be here, that have tried to be here, but just can't get a deal done. And so, you know, this is a way for us to sort of control our own destiny. And every retail establishment that gets added, it's better for the community. It makes the community grow. And, you know, in a lot of instances, it's frustrating because if you look at certain parts of Hays, there's, you know, water, sewer, and streets that have been put in by the taxpayers. And those properties along there remain unfilled, and the asking prices are extremely high. Property owner next to it didn't necessarily put that street in themselves. You know, other people paid for that street, but they're reaping the benefit of having the street next to it. And so it kind of creates an untenable situation where the public has made an investment, and then you have one entity, you know, trying to derive all the profit from that. And so this is a long-term vision. This is not something that will happen quickly, and probably will not happen in the concept that's laid out. It'll change. But that's the thing about a concept is it's malleable. You can change it.
Pieces of a puzzle put together that Sandy Jacobs, commissioner, was talking about last night. One of those potentially that was discussed, Reese, was some sort of attraction that would maybe entice people to pull off I-70 right there and to mm-hmm. stop in Hayes and shop and eat and fill up with gas. What are we talking about? What could that be? I think Sandy Jacobs even said something. It could be an expansion of Sternberg Museum. Who knows?
She did mention that. And that would be a wonderful, marvelous thing. But the main concept is that given where that is on the road, like I said, it could be a first impression of Hayes. But one of the things, if you want to get people off the road, if we have hotels there, if we have some restaurants there in the development for retail, is if you have some sort of an attraction that people can see from the interstate and say, whoa, that's cool. Let's pull off here and see what that is. Then they stop and get something to eat at a restaurant. Then they look around and say, wow, there's some cool housing here. Maybe this is a place I might consider moving because this looks like a really neat area. So the potential for some sort of attraction that people can see driving down the interstate to pull them off to the rest of the development of housing and retail, hotels, restaurants, makes it, it just adds to the attraction of pulling both retail and housing and people into Hayes. And so I think that's a cool option potential.
In the concept plan that Deputy City Manager Colin Belzer showed us, there was also some, for people who might choose to live in that area, within walking distance, there are some amenities, Toby, that would be good for people living there.
Right. This is laid out to be a not necessarily a self-contained community, but a self-contained area if necessary. So the housing you see in this is not single-family detached homes. It's more townhomes and apartment complexes and things like that because we have a need for that, but we don't necessarily have a thriving market for that. So the city may have to do things to incent that to happen. It's easier to do that when you have the land. But then just having the pedestrian connectivity to be able to easily walk to one of the attractions that are there or one of the shopping experiences that are there. And then the way it's laid out with some of the hotels kind of centrally located in the area that's preserved for the greenway and the drainage area, it'll provide more of an open feel than it's a relatively dense concept, but it would have more of an open airy type feel to it. So it's well thought out by both Colin and RDG, the consultant we used.
And we've worked with them before.
Yeah, they did our comprehensive plan for us. They did one of our housing needs assessments. RDG is very good.